MSD in 1993, PKK terrorists killed 33 villagers. The quest for a homeland cannot justify terrorist attacks against innocent civilians. Basbalar, Turkey. You got a feel for the Kurds. Spread primarily across four nations, Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Turkey, they are often referred to as the planet's largest ethnic group without a homeland. They thought they had one in the Treaty of Sevres, imposed on Ottoman Turkey after World War I, but that was not to pass. Over the decades, many Kurdish groups have continued to lobby for their space, most of them peacefully. Subsequent post-Ottoman governments have not helped matters, often denying there is such a thing as a Kurdish ethnic group. They are often called Mountain Turks. Other Kurds, however, have taken up violence to press their case. There have been many such groups over the years, such that sometimes it seemed you could take three letters of the alphabet at random and be fairly certain that a particular organization had already claimed the moniker. One of the largest such groups is called the PKK, the Partia Karkeren Kurdistane, or the Kurdistan Workers' Party, founded in 1978, is generally viewed as a leftist party. In 1999, Abdullah Öcalan was captured and imprisoned by the Turks. Nevertheless, the PKK continues to be active, largely in eastern Turkey. On this day in 1993, the PKK is believed to have been responsible for a massacre in the village of Basbalar. 100 or so PKK terrorists descended at evening prayer time, killing 33 residents and burning down 200 homes, as well as the village clinic, mosque, and school. But some people put a black mark against Basbalar for an unknown reason and laid waste to the village and slaughtered the people. We do not know the reason why they chose Basbalar, but the attack was planned long ago. They knew the village and the residents well. That was a quote. Wanting a homeland is one thing. It is perhaps okay to engage an army to achieve that goal. But slaughtering villages? No way. That's not okay.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.